Bloomberg has learned that Apple is considering using Intel and Samsung to manufacture the main processors for its devices to reduce its reliance on its current partner, TSMC. For more, Neil Campling, Bloomberg senior strategist, joins me now. Neil, good morning. I do wonder why, well, what we know about this potential deal so far.
I think we have to remember that the relationship between TSMC and Apple goes back 20 years.
Yeah.
It's been a fantastic relationship. If we look at TSMC's own revenues now, you know, NVIDIA, because of its high growth, is now around 20% of revenues, and Apple is around 17%. So they're clearly a key partner. Now, I think this is partly business continuity risk, and it's also the fact that, you know, Apple needs to look to sort of more closer suppliers, if you like, within, say, in the US, given the geopolitical tensions and perhaps kind of globalization concerns, etc. Now, Samsung has a leading edge fab in the US already. TSMC has a fab in the US, but the leading edge, which is required for this Apple technology, is not due ready until 2029. So we may be looking here at sort of a business risk and reducing that risk by looking at alternative suppliers. Intel hasn't really been a viable option for many years because it hasn't got the leading technology. With the US government investment and with the recovery in the business, they have a better balance sheet to invest in those technologies. So I think Apple's being sort of clever in terms of looking at alternatives. But that said, TSMC, that relationship remains very, very strong. And this is probably a second source alternative that Apple are looking to, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, something that Tim Cook has warned about for a very long time.
Absolutely. We heard last week, actually, that, you know, Apple mentioned that they had supply constraints for some of their devices. Now, they guided to a very strong forward-looking quarter. How strong would that have been if they were able to have more supplies? So actually, again, supply constraints, that had an issue during COVID for Apple. We've got issues potentially at the moment with some of the logistic issues. So this makes a lot of sense, I think, to look for a second source if that becomes viable, if the technology is as good as TSM.
And if they can get it done in time, it seems like it'll be quite a while before they can. Neil, thank you very much. That's Bloomberg senior strategist Neil Campling.